the good news is the voice has recovered from Iron Man South Africa. This is Tri Talk SA, episode 33. Welcome to it. My name's Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. And another big week this week. It is the week leading up to the World Triathlon Series in Cape Town. Really looking forward to that event. I'm going to be down there. Hopefully you will be too. If you're not, you can follow all the action from tritalksa.co.za. You can also follow it on Twitter by following us at TriTalkSA, or check out our Facebook page as well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being down there. I'm going to be racing the sprint. It'll be my first race since Half Ironman in East London in January. Looking forward to that. And yeah, it should be absolutely brilliant. Someone else who's racing, we've got on the show this week, and he'll be the first blind competitor in the WTS Cape Town. And it is Francois Jacob, someone I've been meaning to chat to here on Tri Talk SA for a long, long time. He is a phenomenal athlete. He's completed numerous Ironmans. He's also run the Comrades Marathon and unfortunately missed the bike cutoff at Ironman South Africa just a couple of weeks ago. Chat to Francois about that. Also chat a little bit about how he got into triathlon and the rest as well. That's all coming up on this week's edition of Tri Talk SA. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm really chuffed to have our next guest on the show. I've been wanting to chat to him for quite a while, been following his journey for a long, long time. Francois Jacobs joins us now. Francois, welcome onto the show. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Hi, thanks, Brad. Good to be with you.
Francois, just to give a little bit of background for people who don't recognize your name, I think a lot of people will, though. You're a triathlete, but you're a blind triathlete, and you're going to be the first blind triathlete to take on the World Triathlon Series that's taking place down in Cape Town. Just give us a little bit of background. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get going.
I live and I work in Centurion as a business analyst, and I've started doing triathlons from 2008.
Francois, how did you get involved in this sport? I mean, it's quite a hectic sport for able-bodied people. I mean, I can imagine it must be pretty daunting for someone who can't see to get involved in the sport.
Yeah, it was by chance. I was looking for a tandem partner, and the guy who I found suggested to me that why don't we do Ironman? And I said yes before I knew what I said yes to. So, yeah, and then I realized, oh my goodness, I need to learn to swim. And it was as simple as approaching my Virgin Active Club and say, please, do you have a swim coach? Teach me. And they said, yes. And that's, you know, as soon as I got to swimming, the rest just followed on. I mean, I was cycling on and off for years now, the social events. So all I needed to do was started swimming and running.
Francois, that's an amazing story. I mean, so many people get put off of triathlon because of the swim, and a lot of people use the term "I can't swim" pretty lightly. But how bad of a swimmer were you when you went and found your local Virgin Active and got a swim coach?
Well, I was water safe, but not much more than that. And that was also for me. It was the biggest thing. I can't swim. But if you just sit down logically and say, well, what can I do about it? And it's basically how I approach everything in my life, faced with a new challenge, even my job as a business analyst. How will I actually sit in meetings, take down notes, do presentations? And if you take down a problem and you break it down to little pieces, you can actually find solutions much easier than what you actually think.
And that, I mean, like you say, applies to absolutely anything.
Yeah, it's like in the pool, exactly what, I mean, what can go wrong? It's a pool, it's water, doesn't even get chest height, so I can't drown, and if I'm tired, I just stop. So the first swim was probably two lengths, I was dead, and then you just build up from nothing. Everybody starts from scratch, and it will be difficult in the beginning, but if you continue and keep trying, persevere, it's easier, and eventually you get to the point where I am now, where I absolutely love open water swim.
That's awesome, man. I mean, you've come a hell of a long way since you started that and joined that gym. You're an Ironman finisher. You are an Ironman. This year's one wasn't too great. Obviously, the cycle route and the beastly easterly in 2014 didn't play into your hands.
It was a monster. Yeah, that's the one thing about Ironman, that you have to put enough time and effort into the cycle, because you just need to finish the swim, and then if you can manage the cycle within the time limit that they set, you can go on to the run, and you can basically walk the run if you really have to, but the cycle I think is cool. And we just didn't have the time to do our 3-hour cycle every weekend, like the 3 months leading up to it, and we paid the price.
Yeah, Francois, I think that's a big thing. I mean, the shorter sort of distances, you can, I don't want to say you can fake your way through it, but when you get to the Ironman distance, 180K cycle, there's absolutely nowhere to hide there. I mean, if you're coming in sort of underdone on the bike, you're going to get shown up over 180Ks.
Correct, yeah. So but for next weekend, I'm so looking forward to it because it's, you know, I will be doing the swim leg for the Olympic distance part of the relay team, and then I'll be doing the full sprint distance. But I mean, 20K cycle will be wonderful, and around the 5K run, we're just going to have an absolute blast on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's talk a little bit about that event. I mean, it's the first time the World Triathlon Series main event's coming to South Africa. I mean, all the big names are coming. The Brownlees are coming. Javier Gomez. If you look at the South African contingent, Henry Schumann, Richard Murray looking pretty good. And then that's not even looking at the female field either. So from the elite perspective, it's going to be an amazing weekend. But it's also just a cool opportunity for average guys like you and I to sort of race on the same sort of course that these world-class athletes are going to be racing on.
Yes, and I think that's the main reason for my decision to actually go down to Cape Town for the event is to prove the point that really everybody can do it. If you can only run to get somebody else to swim and you get somebody else to cycle and you do your run, it's for the family to be out there, irrespective of your ability, you can actually do something on the day.
I think that's so important as well. I think I mentioned when we started that triathlon's quite a daunting sport, but so many people get involved exactly like that, where they get three of their mates or them and two mates together and they decide, okay, cool, I'm going to swim, you run, you cycle, and that's their first introduction into the sport, and then they come back next year and they do the whole thing by themselves, the sprint distance. A year later, they can do the Olympic, and that's exactly how you get into the sport. So I think that's great advice, Francois. Just a little bit more about you. I mean, you've taken on Ironman, you've completed Ironman in the past. You obviously have a taste for endurance events. What other sort of things do you enjoy doing? I mean, what's your favorite of the disciplines? Are you more a runner or a swimmer, a cyclist? What's your favorite?
I used to think of myself as a cyclist until last weekend's disaster. but I still, I mean, I know with proper, if I put in the time and the effort, I will be able to finish it again. And like I said, the swim, which I previously had the biggest fear of, is now the thing that I really enjoy, that sense of freedom, that whole vitality thing. You could actually do a 3.8K swim. There's no real impact on your joints. So the well-being, all the benefits you get from swimming, I kind of think that I like. I'm still not the fastest swimmer. I'm an average swimmer. I can do it under 1.5 hours. But yeah, I think at the moment I really, really enjoy the swim, but in terms of interaction with spectators and stuff, the run is great. I mean, and there's nothing that gets you the PB, the Port Elizabeth run.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk me through the logistics of the swim. Being someone who's blind, I mean, it must be pretty difficult. How do you guys do it? I mean, are you attached to the guy you do the race with? How does it actually work?
Yes, we use a tether. Goes around my chest, and there's about 2.1 meter rope to the other end, which goes around my guide's hips, and I follow my guide. We usually start it towards the side, so we won't be right in the middle where too many people will be tangled up by the ropes. And we start kind of towards the back, but like I said, the level of swimming that I'm at now, then I'll pass some people and we'll end up in the middle of the pack. But I think starting towards the side makes it easier for us and for people.
And looking ahead to the swim down in Cape Town for WTS, it's going to be pretty nippy. It's very different to swimming up on the Highveld in your warm Virgin Active pool. It's going to be a bit different, isn't it?
Absolutely, but that's why I've got a wetsuit,
right? Yeah, couldn't agree more. Francois, it's been awesome catching up. I love watching you guys out there racing. I was there last Sunday when you guys came in on the bike, and I was absolutely gutted for you guys. But I have no doubt that you will be back. You're that type of guy, and you're not going to let a race like that get you down.
So we're ready now. But whatever happens, happens. It is what it is, and we move on from there. And that's why I'm really looking forward to next week, and the prospect of it definitely got me over the temporary disappointment of last week.
Without a doubt. Francois Jacobs, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you down in Cape Town, and we'll definitely catch up soon. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brett. Keep well.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Try Talk SA. We'll be back next week. There'll be lots of news from WTS Cape Town. If you are going to be down in the Mother City and you do spot us, please do come say how's it. We love catching up and hearing from people who listen to Try Talk SA every single week. So please do come say hi. Looking forward to that. So until next week, be in touch. You can pop me an email if you'd like. It is podcast@trytalksa.co.za. That's the email address. You can pop us a tweet or a message on Facebook. It's as easy as that. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, cheerio.